In the sidebar, there's a link for how to become a patron. I sure appreciate your support. The Geyer Cook Report episode today is going to be about focusing on 16 tips for promoting your current podcast. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do all 16 today, okay? I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, but I don't expect you to have time to do all 16 tips today. But at least become aware of them, and to do that, we're going to go take a look right now at that post on the Pulse at LinkedIn. 16 tips for promoting your podcast. This is put together by Donna Papacosta, and if you want to follow Donna, their link is there in this episode, so you can get that going. Right now, she's saying that after you hit publish and you've got your episode of the podcast up, that's just the start. That's the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of support things that you need to get done, and here's 16 of them for you to consider. Start with an effective, catchy name. The Geyer Cook Report came about. Originally, Fraser Ramsey wanted to call it the Cook Report. We did some SEO. Cook Report existed as a British political show years ago, and then it's in the States there's a Cook Report. It's on politics, and so we're trying to stay away from that and devote more to tech. So trying to be more to the point. Guy Cook to the Point might become the name. So be sure your cover art's memorable. We did some work with Canva recently and got a new cover art. And I hope that that's going to take us into the future. If we change the name, of course, we're going to have to redo the art. Submit your podcast to directories. Now, this is submit your podcast to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, etc., all the usual suspects. I use Podbean as the host for my podcast, as some of you are aware. If you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, well, there we are. And it automatically submits us to Apple Podcasts. And then I've done the work to get Stitcher, TuneIn, the Spreaker, and all the rest of them. So consider Podbean, if you will. The podcast network, to join a podcast network, she says you need to have at least 10,000 downloads of an episode. And as much as you like and comment and share this episode, we're not going to hit 10,000, okay? But it's coming. We're working on it. Publish the show notes. If you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, there's a link there for the show notes. There's a link there for the YouTube video presentation, and there's also a link to the PDF conversation. The captions that are taken out of YouTube, converted to text, and then exported as a PDF file that you can download. So you can read it, you can listen to it, you can watch it. It's your choice. Think about adding a transcript. Well, we just talked about the transcript. The SEO juice that it gives you is huge, so you want to consider that, okay? Tell the world, share your podcast link. If I've already said it enough times, if I go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, many more times you're going to quit listening, and we're only halfway through. Don't hide your podcast on your website. Not doing that. We've got that hosted on Podbean, and then it goes out from there. Create a promo episode or episode zero. We did a podcast episode zero on YouTube. There's a thing that discusses the Geyer Cook Report channel on YouTube, and I may transcribe that to an audio. I'm not sure. The votes are still in, or still out, I should say. Speaking of voting, I hope you have. The podcast comments, that's going to work. If your show notes are in a WordPress-powered blog, like ours are, then you can have comments. Connect with other podcasters. I'm using LinkedIn to do that. That's where this came from, is LinkedIn. Ask for reviews. Well, I did it, and you should too. Use social media wisely. One of the things I did recently was I did a podcast episode a while back about what are the best social channels. There's, gosh, a couple dozen social channels that I got listed on, but which ones are the best? Which ones give you the most, I think I said bang for the buck? Well, you want to fish where the fish are. If you have a lot of listeners, like on Pinterest, my monthly viewership is up over 100,000. So I've been putting a lot of energy into Pinterest lately. Okay? Consider an email list. You get started on that with MailChimp. They'll give you 2,000 subscribers, last time I looked, for free. That'll get you started. Okay? Seek out patrons. I think we talked about that a minute ago when I said Podbean. The Podbean interface has also got how to be a patron built right into it. So there you go. Think about paid promotion. Okay, there we thought about it. Pay to play. I don't know if we're going to tell you go spend money on promoting it because there's so many free ways to do it. You make a decision based on your research. Okay? I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Guyer Cook Report. I'll see you tomorrow. It's a wrap.